is good to be back again, and especially on this very special day as we get to share the Lord's Supper together. You know, I was thinking this past week that for a year and a half now, when we have gathered for the Lord's Supper, we have had a symbolic presence on this table, but we have shared together the Lord's Supper with those individual portions. And today is the first day when we're actually going to share communion together as a church family since March a year ago. This is going to be a very special day. Lord's Supper is always a special event, always a special observation. But today, I think it's another one of those things that once we took for granted, that we don't take for granted anymore. It's going to be a good time as we share this observation together. It would be the last evening Jesus would spend with his disciples before the events of his crucifixion and resurrection, which were on the way. Everything would take place while they joined thousands of pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Folks had come from everywhere to be part of that great celebration around the temple area and within the city walls. They had come to remember when God had rescued his people. But Jesus knew why he had come. He was there to offer himself as a perfect sacrifice. This would not be about the sacrificial lamb. This would be about the one who gave himself for the salvation of mankind. He was in Jerusalem to give his life for the sins of everybody throughout the ages who would believe. The amazing thing was what would take place on that evening would resonate and continue to touch lives and continues to touch lives today and will continue to touch lives until he returns. It was an incredible part of God's majestic plan. But even though he had come to give his life for all on that particular night, he also wanted some time alone. Alone with just the 12. In the upper room, he would bless those men who had been with him since he challenged them to follow me. It would be an evening that none of them would ever forget. It impacted them so much that this is one of those events that all four of the gospel writers took the time to describe and talk about what it was like to be in the upper room. How did Jesus bless those men? How does he want to bless you as you prepare for the Lord's Supper? Well, let me suggest a few things. Things that were taking place in the upper room, things that can be taking place in your life this morning as we prepare to share the Lord's Supper. The first thing I see is this: Jesus provided a private place to be with them. The days leading up to the Passover had been an incredible time of public ministry. The Bible records so many of the things that were going on, how Jesus was teaching the crowds, how miracles had taken place, how there had been conflict with the scribes and the Pharisees, how the good news had been revealed. It had been a time when it seemed as though from the moment he rose in the morning until he went to bed at night, Jesus was busy, surrounded by people in the midst of crowds, speaking to multitudes. There had been little time for the Lord to spend any private time with his disciples, and yet he desired to be with them. Knowing that this was the climax of the reason for which he had come, he wanted that time with just the 12. He wanted an opportunity to bless them in a very personal way. And he knew if that was going to happen, it would have to be in a place that was apart from everybody else. So he arranged for an upper room. He sent some of them ahead to get everything ready. He made sure that nobody knew where this place was going to be. In fact, the disciples themselves had no idea where they were going until Jesus led the way to the upper room. And if you've ever been there, you know It's just a common room in the midst of a city block with nothing about it that on the outside seems all that distinguished. But oh, what happened on the inside? Because for Jesus, that's really what it's always about. It's about what's going on the inside. That's how the Lord works when He really wants to bless your life. He will often speak most clearly to you in the quiet of a private space. When God wants to speak to your life, He will almost always say the same thing to you that He said to so many throughout Scriptures. Come apart. Come apart and be with me. Come apart and hear my Holy Spirit. Come apart and let me bless you in ways you could not imagine. He calls His own to be apart. I am so grateful that the pandemic did not prevent us from sharing the Lord's Supper, but it really has been so different, hasn't it? Each time we've gathered together to share the Lord's Supper, even last Christmas Eve, we had to do so by using those individual communion servings. And I'm grateful for those. They allowed us to continue to share in the Lord's Supper throughout a very difficult season in the life of our church. But I'm glad that today we're going to get to share the Lord's Supper the way we always have, for the very first time. You know, there are things I missed during all of those times when we shared the Lord's Supper with those individual servings. But I think this is what I missed the most. I missed the fact that we did not have that quiet time with the Lord that we're used to having during the Lord's Supper. You know, over the months and when we would do the Lord's Supper, Dr. Hutchins and I would stand up here and I would lead and I would talk about the bread, and then we would all peel back our little container and we would eat the bread, and then immediately we would go over and Rich would lead us and talk about the cup and we would share the cup. But that time was missing. You know what I'm talking about? The time that takes place while we share the Lord's Supper, while our deacons will be out distributing the Lord's Supper to all of us who are here. And during those times, as we enjoy some sort of a musical preparation, we had time to make sure we were ready for the Lord's Supper. You know, it's one thing to say, do this, and now do this, and I'm glad we were able to do that much. But it's another thing when, as the bread is shared, as the cup is distributed, as we have that time, you have time to be alone with the Lord. You have time to examine your life. You have time to deal with issues of confession, submission, surrender. You have that time when it's not about anybody else except the Lord and you. And this morning He says to us, come apart. Come apart and share my sacrifice for you. You know, the Lord's Supper is not the only time He calls us to come apart. In fact, one of the things I believe is this: the closer you are to Him, the more you long for those personal times in your life. The closer you are to Him, the more you hunger for some time to think and to pray, to grow in God's Word, to hear what His Holy Spirit is saying to you. In fact, what I think is, in those times when we feel as though I'm too busy for any of those things, that's when we're furthest away from Him. Because as you go close, you don't try to rush through that time. You make that time and you enjoy that time and you cherish that time, because this is your time to be with the Lord. And in a few moments, As we prepare to share the Lord's Supper, I encourage you, take advantage of those opportunities to be in a private place with your loving Savior. Jesus blessed them with that private place, and then he made the Lord's Supper a personal gift. The thing the disciples did not understand in the upper room was this. This would be the last time that Christian believers would celebrate Passover. Passover would be a lost observance to those of us who trust in Christ Jesus. Because Passover commemorated what God had done during the Exodus. It was a looking back to when God delivered his people from their enslavement in Egypt. It was a symbol of the old covenant. But Jesus said to his disciples in the passage we read together just a few moments ago, I have come to institute a new covenant. Not Passover, but remembering the perfect sacrifice. Not about what happened a long time ago, but what was about to happen on the cross. He gave himself to become the perfect sacrifice, to bring in the new covenant. No longer would there be year after year after year a necessity for a day of atonement, because forgiveness was covered once and for all on the cross through the blood of Christ Jesus. Just as important as what he did is who he did it for. He said, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood spilled for you. I have no doubt that as he spoke those words in the upper room, he looked around that table and looked each man in the eye to let him know, I'm talking about you. And he continues to do the same thing today. Every time we gather to share the Lord's Supper, we remember that the offer is just as personal for everyone who trusts him. If I had to give you a simple message as you prepare to share the Lord's Supper, this is what that simple message would be. I died for you. When they broke my body, it was for you. When my blood was spilled, it was for the remission of your sins. If Jesus Christ wants you to know anything this morning, it is this. It is just as personal today. You. I did this for you. The blessing of the Lord's Supper is not found in something magical happening to what you eat and drink. The bread's just bread. The juice is just juice. The blessing is in the reminder that these things symbolize the things that matter most. The personal sacrifice of Christ and his offer of salvation to everyone who will believe. And then finally, Jesus blessed them with a promise. He said, I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. What was he saying? The day is coming when we'll be gathered together again. The day is coming when we will sit together around a table, but not just any table. It will be my Father's table, and it will be in my Father's kingdom. And we will enjoy the bread, and we will be refreshed by the cup. But when that happens, it won't be what we're doing today. It won't be an observance of the sacrifice. It will be a celebration of the victory. When we gather with him in the Father's kingdom, it's going to be that opportunity for us to celebrate all that Christ has done for us and the fulfillment of the promise and the eternal life that's been given to us through Christ Jesus. Through faith in Christ Jesus, we're all invited to be a member of His heavenly family. This is not just about, can you eat the bread and drink the cup today? This is about the fact that this is a symbol of God's greatest plan for those who will trust Him and for those who someday will receive the promise of being with Him at the Father's table in His forever kingdom. So today the Lord wants to bless you, and He invites you to the table to eat the bread, to drink the cup, and to remember the promise. The day is coming when we will do this together, not in remembrance of Him, but in celebration of His victory. So join me as we prepare to share the Lord's Supper at His table. Let me invite our deacons to come and we'll prepare. For you to be freed from eternal death, Christ had to die. You must only believe. For you to be brought near to God, Christ had to be separated. You must only believe. For you to be pardoned for sin, Christ had to be condemned. You must only believe. Christ purchased your redemption with His blood. You receive it with belief. God required His Son to suffer. He requires you to trust in the power of that suffering. You rebelled. Christ suffered. It was for the remission of your sin. The Bible tells us that I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. Let's pray together. And so, Father, as we share together in this bread, this symbol of the body of Christ, recognizing Your sacrifice, Your perfect sacrifice, Father, we're grateful for the incredible blessing of forgiveness. Lord, as we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper, as we take these quiet moments, help us, Lord, to prepare our lives, to prepare our hearts, to share together in the body broken, that we might be set free. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat in remembrance of me."
To the congregation of the Corinthians, Paul wrote these words in the 10th chapter. "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not participation in the body of Christ?" As we gather here this morning, what we do is a participation. It's a participation that causes us to look back to realize that we participate and that event that we celebrate, that when Christ died on the cross, he died in our place for our sins. We also look around and realize that we participate with one another. This is a participation in the body of Christ as we share this cup, as we share this bread. We also look up to heaven and realize that, as our pastor shared, there's a day that's coming when we will participate once again with our Lord. And certainly, we look forward to the day when Jesus Christ returns. Jesus said to his disciples, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are able in this way to participate in a way, Father, that is so tangible in your body and the sacrifice that you have made and the hope that we have for the future and the sure and certain knowledge, Lord, that one day we will stand with you at the marriage supper of the Lamb. So, Father, this day, help us to look within and with up and around, and, Father, to realize that this cup is one that causes us to remember all the ways, Lord, in which we have been blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait for a moment to make sure everyone has been served up in the balcony. And Jesus said, as often as you drink this, do so in remembrance of me.
For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And the Bible tells us that after the Lord's Supper and after the events that had taken place in the upper room, Jesus and his disciples made their way to the garden, and there the events of the crucifixion and resurrection would take place. But as they left, they sang a hymn together, and we follow their example. We close this service with a hymn, not just any hymn, but a hymn of invitation. If you're here and you're not a believer, you've never trusted Christ Jesus in a personal way, or if you're here and you know God is calling you to be part of what he's doing at First Baptist Church, or if there's a decision you need to make, this will be your time. We're going to stand. We're going to sing our invitation hymn. If God is calling you, you come. Let's stand together.
Come and fill our homes with your presence.
God's house today to share together in the Lord's Supper as a body of Christ. I look forward to seeing you tonight. If you haven't been to an Andy Under the Stars yet, you're in for a treat. Bring your lawn chair. We're going to have everything ready outside. This year we're doing Faith According to Floyd. So every Sunday night we're going to be looking at something that has to do with Floyd the Barber. And John David is getting us started tonight. You don't want to miss a single night. That'll be the next four Sunday evenings. And we're really looking forward to Andy Under the Stars. And I look forward to next Sunday as we'll be returning to the concept of the blessing, bringing the blessing home. And over the next few weeks, we're going to look together at the elements of a biblical blessing that you can bring to your family and use to bless the people you love. It's been good to be here. Let's bow together for our final prayer, and then our final song will dismiss us from the service. Father, we do thank you for the Lord's Supper. Not because of the bread we've eaten and the juice we've taken, but because of the love and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Lord, help us to live in the light of all that you have done, to bless us and to redeem us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you.